This Week in Patriots on CLNS Radio for the week of March 4th, 2017. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. It was announced this week that the Patriots will not use the franchise tag on linebacker Dante Hightower, making the fifth-year veteran a free agent on March 9th. Hightower was a Patriots captain and Pro Bowl selection in 2016, and his fourth-quarter strip sack of Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan was one of Super Bowl 51's iconic plays and helped spark the Patriots' 25-point comeback win. The Patriots are still interested in potentially bringing Hightower back to the team, and according to Jeff Howe of the Boston Herald, the team and the player continue to keep an open and productive dialogue with one another as each side is aware of the parameters of the other side. The situation appears similar to when Devin McCourty hit free agency after the 2014 season. The safety was not franchised, fielded offers from other teams, and ultimately decided to stay with New England on a long-term deal. While Howe reports that they are going to try to work towards a contract extension before the start of free agency on March 9th, he also says that Hightower remains intrigued by what he could potentially get on the open market. While his first choice is to stay in New England, the Patriots will need to come close to the best offer available, or he is willing to go to another club. Former Patriots assistant to the coaching staff Michael Lombardi explained the process on the Zolak and Bertrand show on WBZ-FM 98.5 The Sports Hub on Wednesday, saying, quote, "What they're going to do with Hightower and what they're going to do with a lot of these guys is let the player see his market value. Because if he's out there on the market and he does come back at a deal that he feels is worthwhile, like Devin McCourty came back and other players have come back, then the player isn't upset that he feels like he's gotten ripped off. He's out there on the market, he knows what his value is, his agent has laid it out, you can get X amount from this team, X amount from the Patriots, and you make the call," unquote. The rumors surrounding Patriots backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo continue to swirl. According to ESPN insider Adam Schefter on Wednesday, the Patriots are not expected to trade quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, a decision that could have a ripple effect on QB-needy teams throughout the NFL. With Tom Brady turning 40 this summer, New England intends to keep Garoppolo for 2017 and possibly beyond. Garoppolo is entering the final year of his contract with a base salary of about $820,000. However, on Friday, Jeff Howe of the Boston Herald reported that the Patriots are exploring their options among backup quarterbacks who are set to become free agents this year, possibly because they are preparing for a situation in which they trade 25-year-old backup Jimmy Garoppolo. If that happens, a newly added quarterback would compete with Jacoby Brissett for the job to back up Tom Brady in 2017. The Patriots announced the release of veteran right tackle Sebastian Vollmer on Friday, and it went to the league's official transaction wire with a failed physical designation. Vollmer was on the physically unable to perform list for the entire 2016 season as a result of hip and shoulder injuries. The stay on the PUP list meant that the final year of Vollmer's contract, which called for him to make $2.25 million, told on this year's salary cap. New England's decision to suggest that they have their doubts about Vollmer's health moving forward. Vollmer started 80 games for the Patriots since coming on board as a second-round pick out of the University of Houston in 2009 and was a strong player for the Patriots when healthy, but has missed 38 games over the last 6 years. That's it for This Week in Patriots. To get even more up to speed on the five-time Super Bowl champs, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, at clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for This Week in Patriots.